We're ready. No, we're really ready.
Can I start ready or?
Already.
All right, welcome to this August 5th meeting of the Water Reclamation Facility Citizens Advisory Committee. Call this meeting to order and establish that we do have a quorum. All members are present as Ms. Gerlich walks in right now, right on time, so thank you. And with that, if we could have a moment of silence, please. And all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
With liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Staff or any advisory committee members, any announcements or presentations anyone would like to make at this time? Seeing none, we'll just jump into public comment. Anyone from the public like to make any statements on anything not on today's agenda? Seeing none as well, we're going to fly through the first part of this to the consent calendar. Item A1, approval of the minutes from July 8th, 2015. Any comments, edits, or can we, an update on the Water Reclamation Facility project update? Mr. Livick, will you be giving that?
Unless there are any questions, this is a receive and file. I want to point out that we did add a column, and it's now as an attachment because it was being a bit unwieldy to put into the body of the document on the consultant fees that were contracted for and the amounts paid. So that's in there as attachment two. So it goes through basically where the cost status is for all of our consultant contracts as a date of publication. I think I did get another invoice in the interim.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, sir.
On that document, Rob, the notes at the bottom include reimbursables. You might check the spelling, but most importantly, does that 1-2 refer to those two columns, contract amount and amount paid?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and then if you look down the left side, you see a lot of those contracts include direct costs. So you may consider clarifying what are direct expenses and direct costs. I'm not sure exactly how you came up with those descriptions, but it's unclear to me which contracts have direct costs in the contract amount or the amount paid.
So all of our contracts generally have expenses in addition to the contract amount. So if there's copies or travel, that's in addition to the contract amount. If the board desires, we could break that out as a separate column.
No, I don't think you need to do that.
I just think it's
if you look at your notes, you say reimbursable costs in copies, travel, and other direct expenses. Those direct expenses are confusing to me against direct costs.
Okay. The intention was the bottom line number in bold was the contract amount, and the total amount paid included those direct expenses. And I need to clarify that. I need to clarify that.
Okay. Okay, then the second question was, is that last month I asked about Morrow Creek percolation study?
We have not received that report yet. The field work has been completed, but we have not received the report from Fugro as of yet. We anticipate that coming in the next month.
Yeah. Okay. Next month, I guess, huh? Okay. That's all. That's all.
Okay. Jeannie, did you have a
question? I have several questions, but I think it's for the next item. This is just regarding the list of expenses.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
I did have one question on it from the Because you did include the MKN Associates as part of this attachment, too, down at the bottom. I guess my question is, it said estimated amount for 8 years. I didn't know how we got to 8 years, but... I thought we were on a five-year schedule.
Two phases of the project. So we have the kind of the wastewater treatment plant phase that we're talking about, and then the add-on, as Mr. Buckingham calls, the big filter at the end of it.
Oh, okay. So you're going through not only the wastewater treatment plant, but the reclamation facility also. Okay, thank you.
Doesn't the program schedule, right here, it goes to 2025?
In the next item.
Oh, is that what
that is? That's a part of a different item. We can have some discussion about that at that time.
Because so this says 8 years, and then but the program goes for 10 years, right?
Yeah, it's a bit unclear at this time because we're so far out there. Okay. It could end in 5 years too, if we if Mike works really hard.
Barbara, did you have some questions?
Just one question on the...
out at the area today. Otherwise, we'd probably see him here today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? This is receive and file. Any members of the public wanting to comment on the consent agenda calendar? Okay, we will move on to part B of the agenda. Updates from our subcommittees. Do any of the subcommittees, finance, environmental, or engineering, have any updates?
Higher up.
I think it's on. I just want to announce that on July 21, that the Environmental Review Selection Committee met, and John and I were part of that committee. And we met to review
the sixth. The Finance Subcommittee evaluating the proposals met with Rob Livick initially to go over the proposal and clarify, articulate some questions, and then we had a review of the MKN proposal, and we will be making our recommendation to this committee that you approve and accept the contract, the proposal as written. Ginny, want to elaborate?
I just wanted to mention that at that meeting, I was very impressed by the camaraderie with the different consulting firms, and it's obvious that they've got a strong working relationship. So I think we met with there were at least four subs. So I'm very optimistic as we go forward.
Exactly, it's a consensus of the entire review team.
Great. Any other comments?
On the engineering side, we haven't met yet.
All quiet over there. Great. Okay, this is receive and file as well. Any members of the public like to make a comment? No, then we will move on to our new business. C1 is consideration of program management services proposal and the selection committee's recommendation for contract award. Rob, we'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're here to review this, the proposal, the scope that was presented, and make a recommendation to the City Council. And just before we move on, I do want to clarify in the item A2, the amount in that table should have been 920808. That's where the typo was. So for clarity, that's where that was. So, of course, we're going to receive the report presentation. Wherever we're presenting it, I guess we can do this. I didn't plan ahead, thinking that we'd be in a different room and not good presentation abilities in here. Look at the recommendation from the committee and staff to award the contract, recommendation to MKN and Associates for program management. Review the proposed scope, budget, schedule, provide any recommendations, and then recommend to City Council that they select MKN and Associates, authorize the Public Works Director to execute an agreement for a fee not to exceed $920,808 plus a 10% Okay. We get back on track here. Come on. Okay. Or crash, exactly. Apologize for this. Sometimes it's paper would be better. Project timeline, we released an RFP in June 1st of this year. We met with this board on June 10th and selected three members to act as the review committee for proposal review and selection. We held a mandatory pre-proposal meeting, and representatives from eight consulting firms attended that, interviewed MKN and Associates on July 28th, and had a unanimous recommendation that MKN and Associates be the recommended consultant for program management. Just want to offer a point about receiving one proposal. There were eight consulting firms there. Consulting firms make a decision whether it's worth the effort to put forward a proposal, because preparing a proposal is not an insignificant task. It is a monetary consideration to put together a document like this with, you know, all the necessary exhibits and research done, and they may evaluate the existing consulting team in place to see if they would be competitive against the existing consulting team. I would suppose that many of those consultants looked at the existing performance and the amount of time that would take them to come up to speed and decided varied depending on some of the project components that we pick and, you know, how we decide to construct this project. So, you know, it could end up anywhere between 9 and 14 million at technical and professional expertise of the team members, their proposed project approach, their experience in successfully completing similar projects, and their demonstrated ability to conform to city requirements. The team felt that MKN and Associates met all those requirements. In the evaluation of the project, some statements that were in the evaluation forms included the diversity and depth of their staff is impressive. The team to date has demonstrated good communication skills. The subconsultant MNS, or the construction management subconsultant, brings value by bringing them on board early. An excellent team with relevant experience and a proven ability to manage large projects and deliver those projects on time within budget. Even knowing that they were the only firm being interviewed, MKN put forth a complete effort in their presentation and interview. They were thoughtfully engaged throughout the process. As Ms. Spagnola pointed out, there's a difference between the proposal contract amount or proposed amount and the recommended contract amount. That results in some additions to the scope of work. Council wants to see three additional workshops performed. These workshops would be on educational regarding project delivery and where the decision points will take place in the process. We also modified task 301 to include some hydraulic modeling of the outfall under various flow regimes, a preliminary layout of the connection to the existing outfall, a review of legal and permitting constraints associated with the continued use of the outfall, the development of a technical memorandum regarding that outfall work. Scope and fee could be included in the budget, and the council could approve it that way as to not add an additional step to the process. Conclusions for council consideration of award on August 11th, actually next Tuesday. That concludes my report, and we have additional staff here for questions, Bruce and Rick, and then Mike Nunley of MKN Associates to answer any follow-up questions. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Why don't I start with the committee that reviewed the interview with MKN, and you can start, Jeannie, if you'd like.
Okay. So it might be faster if I just read this, but and I think that maybe some of my questions might be answered fairly quickly, because it may be just, Rob, a question of typographical errors in the staff report. But I too noted that there was a difference in the budget. The original MKN budget was $892,704, and the revised budget was $920,808. And as Rob mentioned, this reflected additional tasks for the consultants. But I compared the proposal for program management services dated July 14th and attachment 1 to the staff memo. And the only change that I noted between the two documents was one additional activity in task 301, which reads, review of legal or permitting constraints associated with continuing use of the outfall under different management strategies. It's assumed city legal counsel will provide an analysis of ownership and other legal constraints. So despite this additional activity, there was no change in the budget for task 301. And the revised budget increased the total of task 104, public outreach, from 118,451 to 124,755. And Rob, you noted that it's because the city council wanted three additional educational workshops, but the staff memo actually says three fewer workshops. So I was confused why it would be more when there were going to be less workshops. And then the revised budget increases the cost of task 203. That's permitting from $44,910 to $71,160. And I'm just wondering why this cost is increased when there's no additional activity identified in attachment 1. The budget for task 301 that you talked about, outfall evaluation and management strategy, actually decreased outreach task 104L. And I'm just curious how many newsletters or surveys are going to be produced. And then finally, task 108, we talked about developing and maintaining a project management system. And I think Mike adequately addressed this, but I think it would be worthwhile if some additional language could be included either in the staff memo or in the revised proposal. To clarify the system that MKN has in mind. And so that'll do it for my comments. Give this to Rob. Let me see.
Sure, maybe while Rob's formulating some answers, does anyone else have any general comments regarding the proposal?
Go ahead.
This contract, you said, is not to exceed the $1,012,889.
Yes.
And it's going to be a time, it says time and materials?
Time and materials contract.
So there'll be detailed billing every month?
Correct.
To keep track of what's going on?
Correct.
What they're doing? Okay. So the 102889 is, that's the guaranteed amount, but they can't go over without approval?
Without approval, basically council approval. So we have a estimated amount, the $920,000. Typical with city contracts, we add a 10% contingency to that that allows changes to scope to be approved by staff. Anything above that 10% contingency would need to go back to city council.
So is this figure that they came up with, you just took the total cost of what it's going to cost to build the plant and then multiplied it times the 4%, or how does that?
How did they come up with their their dollar amounts?
Yeah.
They estimated the number of hours it takes to perform each task, mm-hmm. multiplied it times the billing rate for those particular people, and then summed it all up at the end. The 4% overall construction or program management cost is just a guideline. It gives us a look at what we might be facing way out there. But we'll be looking at these detailed proposals on an annual basis to approve the next year's worth of work. We're not going to approve a blank check for $14 million and say, go till you're done. We'll be looking at this on an annual basis to ensure that we get a more detailed proposal for each year's worth of work.
Okay, so it could be less than what the $1 million is, but it could be more, so we don't know.
This is for the first year,
first 12 months.
For the first 12 months worth of work. Okay. It's they're estimating what those hourly cost, what those tasks will take in hours. We're thinking it's going to be about that amount to do that, but these are just estimates, and it is a not to exceed amount. Typically, in these contracts, if the consultant were to just get it wrong and estimate the wrong number of hours wrong that it takes to do it, you don't adjust the contract. If we add scope, we add more things for them to do, we do adjust the contract. So if we ask for more things,
right,
we're going to pay for more things.
Right.
If we don't ask for more things, we'll pay up to this amount.
Okay. So it could come in less, and it or it could not. So we don't really know.
Well, these are estimates. We're not asking for a fixed fee contract at this point.
You can't.
Right.
Well, we could, but it would probably be larger than this amount if we asked for a lump sum bid.
For example, they had, I think, $15,000 in grant funding efforts in year one. It might not be ripe to do anything, so that work effort sits idle, and they're not billing towards that. And
this includes, they're going to also oversee the construction management team on this, too?
They have members of their team that will do that, but that's not in the first year's worth of budget. So we don't anticipate that we'll be building anything this first year, but they will add that personnel on and give us costs for that detail
as we move forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Real quick, and I think you answered most of it, Rob, so it'd be real quick. On the construction management side, it will actually be handled under the MKN contract where you talk about maybe $10 million over the next, in that attachment too, I think you gave an estimate of the total dollar amounts around $10 million. So that does include the complete construction management part of it. Okay. Consultants we're dealing with, I've got to know Mike and John over the last 2 years. I feel more than comfortable with who you have as a consultant. I think they know their business. I don't have a problem with the money per se. I do have a problem with the process where you have 8 consultants show up for what could ultimately be a $10 million contract, and all of them bowing out for putting in that proposal, so to speak. And it concerns me more as we move forward is this going to happen on every facet of everything we go through that people feel like, oh, gee, they had a head start, ergo, I'm not going to waste the time putting it in. Because it kind of removes, it almost becomes sole sourcing at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if this is more of a statement than asking, you know, to answer a question, but I think going forward, you guys have to somehow make these other firms feel like, were they, I do have a question, were any of the firms local or were they out of area firms or a mix of both?
A mix of both. One was a local San Luis Obispo firm, and I believe they chose to work for another local, do project management for another local agency, maybe a 5 or so miles
north of here. $10 million project's a huge project for an engineering firm. Right. I mean, it really is. And I was just surprised when you had eight show up and they all bugged out, so to speak, unless they really felt like they had no opportunity to actually nail this thing. And especially when you get into design build, because it kind of plays the same way a little bit, depending on, you know, how it comes down. I guess it's more of a going forward, I think staff needs to realize they've got to try and make all people who come in, you know, and show interest
feel welcome.
Yeah, it sounds terrible, and I don't mean it that way, but you got to, because otherwise this thing could get, you know, out of control real quick.
I'll give you an example on the environmental review. We did receive 6 proposals. Huh. I think there was probably at least 3 or 4 more firms that were at the pre-proposal meeting that decided not to propose.
Right.
And we ended up with 4 out of there that were planning on interviewing.
Right.
I would venture to guess when we get to design build, the stakes will be much higher.
Right.
And I think we'll be having many more firms propose.
Well, I would hope, but I also can number a qualified bidders as we move through this process. I don't know how you solve that, Rob. I just hope, you know, that somehow that comes into play. Thank you.
Yes, and we're not ignoring the answers to Ginny's questions. Okay. I'm going to bring Mike up after we get around so that...
I figured.
Yeah, thanks.
That's fine. I guess we're going around.
I'm going to do the easy ones. And
I would just point out that I think that it's also relevant to note that some of those 8 firms were using that pre-proposal meeting as an opportunity to get a sense of what's been going on, because they haven't been in the process. And they also were evaluating whether they wanted to go after program management as opposed to wait until later for the design build. So it wasn't just a matter of chasing everybody off because we've got such a great consultant on board already.
Well, I didn't feel it was overt or, you know, and that's not what I was implying or anything else, but I think we have to be careful in trying to make everybody feel like they do have something of an equal chance to it, Rick. I appreciate that answer there.
Yeah, Steve, I just want to add to your comment that, you know, in the last, the blunt question was, are they the lead horse? Do we have a chance? And the answer was always yes, you have a chance. We really want a lot of people to propose on these things. So I definitely can see where your concern is.
Thank you.
Paul. As you've already mentioned, that this $920,000, $808,000 was supposed to be for the first year provided under this contract, but they do have tasks showing taking them out clear out to 2018. Do you anticipate that contingency to last that long, or are we going to not complete tasks?
No. We will be doing a contract review in 6 to 8 months, so to see where we're at. And then they will submit supplemental proposals to bring us out for the next 12 months.
Okay.
So that we have detailed dollar amounts that will continue to move us out as we move forward. Because some of the outlying years, we're not sure, you know, what those costs will actually be at this point in time, because we don't have detailed cost proposals yet.
Well, I can tell that in those later years, the tasks are kind of light.
Yes.
But I'm just wondering if that money plus the contingency will take you out that long.
No.
The other thing is we mentioned in Black & Veatch's contract that they had rates that were...
rates escalate, and we'll see that with the new proposals. So as we amend the contract, we'll see the new billing rates move in and negotiate that amount.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see a way that we can control the costs and have enough money to get to the end for the tasks that they show right now, because I'd hate to see some of these tasks not get done, and then we have to argue over how we're going to pay for those tasks that are needed.
Yeah, I would state that these tasks are based on the billing rates in place at the current time.
Okay. Questions, Valerie? Any comments? No. Barbara? For the finance committee?
Just real quickly, as a follow-up to your question, if some of these tasks, since this is a one-year cost for an overall program management, if some of these specific tasks don't get done, they don't get invoiced, they don't get billed, and they don't get paid, correct?
Correct.
So that money accrues to a future year budget. So obviously, the sooner things are done at a lower rate and more timely manner, the overall cost tends to be less, but not necessarily.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. That's all I have.
Okay,
thanks.
Great.
Yeah, I
have. Your turn, sir.
Okay. I, just to echo Steve, I think more bidders are better, and Paul's comments are very germane, I think, about the requirements for getting the work that is committed in that first year done under the budget. And if you look at the schedule that was MKN submitted, a lot of those activities that they are committed to perform in this year show extended into 2017. Now, I think that they're just maintenance of schedules or maintenance of programs, but the schedule shows a lot of the activities up through 304 to be extended way beyond the. And I realize this is a future activity, and it's going to be incorporated as you integrate towards construction. But your document here only includes program management and does not include construction. And I think that you should warn those that have to read this that the intention here is to go 8 years with these folks, at least, and it does include, as an integral part of this contract, construction management, even though it is a future activity. And it's a major part. It's about double of the program management, so it's a big deal. And the last thing that I think that would be helpful is that we're going to look at this thing annually in some manner, objectively, and they're going to make a proposal with new rates inflated and new programs that go beyond 300 into 4, 5, 6, 7. And I think you need a more concrete method of setting this up so that you can, both parties can feel confident that they know in 8 months, there's going to be a formal review, not 6 to 8 months. In 8 months, there's going to be a formal review with a proposal to City Council in 10 months for the next year's program. I think you need something concrete so everyone knows, and this will be done annually. And I think that would be very helpful for all of us. And the last thing that I'm kind of curious about is that you want to sync this with the city budgeting process. The city budgeting process is a very complex issue, including from streets to staff to police to fire and everything. And you're throwing this in and synchronizing it with the city budget process. And that in itself is a time-consuming, horrible, a lot of public input, a lot of very complex. And it seems to me, rather than synchronizing it with, I would consider synchronizing it independently and putting this, you know, in its own little cubbyhole so that the city council could concentrate on the myriad of years worth of work.
So the reason for the 6 to 8 month schedule is we haven't developed the city's budget calendar for next year. So as we develop our budget calendar, we'll know whether it's 6, 7, or 8 month when we need to.
Did the recent rate structure increase take into consideration whether or not it will be able to handle a $102 million program?
It took into consideration a $75 million overall project cost, which this is a component of.
It is
a part of the rates, the overall budget for the project. So the project is a $75 million project. This is one of the components of that $75 million.
Okay, because now you're throwing it up here is that for $102 million, that's all I have.
Great, excellent.
Rob, I have a question. It's my understanding that this is a multi-year contract, and the total amount here is for activities that go beyond 1 year, that this $920,000 encompasses activities 101 through 300 and something, correct?
Yes.
So it does take it beyond. I don't know where the idea came, but this is just an amount of money that's going to be spent within 1 year. And I think that's what I heard Bill say, that it is. This is a multi-year contract, and it does take us through several activities.
Yeah, there's some activities that will go beyond a year, especially public outreach, but we'll be. So maybe we'll spend, I'm just going to throw numbers out there, for $750,000 by the time we get to the end of this. Those activities won't be complete, so that amount will roll over to the following year and when we develop that next 12-month budget. So we're going to be looking 12 months ahead all the time.
So is this a 12-month budget, or is this for the activities?
It's for the activities, but we're going to read 12 months.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Rob, on this $102 million, does this include the maintenance that's being done on the current wastewater treatment plant?
The MMRP work?
Mm-hmm.
No, it does not.
No. Okay, because one of the things that from my experience, kind of some of Stephen's concerns, years ago when I worked in Cayucas, I worked with another company, and I didn't work for them, I worked with them, and I questioned why they don't bid for like wastewater treatment plant. The Pismo plant was being upgraded, and they basically said that the Corolla had a shoe in, and it was kind of like useless, and it cost a lot of money to do the bids. And so that is this gentleman was a vice president of the company. So this is the way that RFPs are drafted and presented. It does pose a problem, and it is disheartening that so many people did drop out of that. You also mentioned that there's some hydrology issues, components that being added to this project on the outfall.
Yes, we're going to look at the outfall capacity and evaluate it for the use of the future.
The opportunity to talk to Mike.
Yes, we're going to bring him up here in just a minute.
Okay. Let's see. Because a lot of the issues that I'm hearing from the public is that this philosophy of passing everything down to the ratepayers is, you know, and having like special interests being protected, like certain developments and vacation rentals and all that stuff. So we kind of have to have a balance there. and there's concerns about the citizens subsidizing things.
So just a little bit about it. Was part of a staff report in our master fee schedule, we adjusted our impact fees for new development for both water and wastewater, and brought that forward to council. It was approved. We almost tripled our impact fee increase for both water and wastewater to make sure that new development pays their fair share for impact fees. So either we did a great job of public education or did a really horrible job, but we didn't get any questions from council or the public on increases to impact fees. Just as an aside, to him on the spot to answer the questions that I couldn't answer.
Okay. Thank you. I'm Mike Nunley with MKN, and I really appreciate the opportunity to present this proposal to you, and really excited about the possibility of working with you all for the next 8-some-odd years. What I thought I'd do is just kind of run through the answers I've got in order to the questions that have come up so far, and I'd ask you to please interrupt if it's not clear. I'm glad to answer everything I can. First, the question about the changes to the budget from what was submitted in the proposal. And I agree, the wording that we have in 104E is a little funny because it says 3 less formal workshops. And it didn't intend to read 3 less formal workshops. It kind of meant 3 less formal workshops. So I can see where. So that's
go figure.
That's our word choice is a little funky there. So anyway, so we did add that in. You were correct. We did add more money under permitting. That was based on input from our biologist Kevin Merck, who's also going to be involved with Coastal Commission, because his comment to us. As we were preparing the final proposal was he felt like we needed to front load a little more of that permitting work. At the end of the day, you're gonna when permitting works is you kind of end up where you end up. So the thought was to front load a little more of that the first year than we'd originally budgeted. So we bumped up Kevin's budget there.
So what I would recommend in case somebody else has the same question, mm-hmm. is can you amend the attachment then?
Yes.
Add in line in so that at least they agree. Yeah. And same thing with your memo.
Right.
You know, that's what I was looking at. It just seemed inconsistent in a couple places.
Yeah, what I'd be glad to do is I could send Rob a little paragraph on what's changed and we can send that back and forth.
Oh, you don't even have to bother. Just clarify it.
Okay.
That would be perfect.
That's a good question. And then decreasing the outfall. We did change that task, though. We changed the nature of it. Originally, we talked about having a some design effort on kind of a find and fix it contract on the outfall to address cleaning and that sort of thing as part of this. In discussions with staff, that sounded more like a major maintenance and repair project on the existing plant, so we pulled that out. But we decided that there needed we took that piece out. That's why that came down a little bit. Was the bid document part of it?
So where does the additional work come in then?
Well, it's not additional. It just changed. So it's less work.
It's less work. We had changes to the contract rather than I could have been clearer on stating which
way that plan presented at a future WRFCAC meeting before we move forward with anything. And part of what we'll do there is discuss how many newsletters and what frequency, whether the e-blasts would work and that sort of thing. So at this point, that is an allowance, kind of an allowance for a number of hours there to involve graphic artists and folks largely from RRM, from their team, to help with that public outreach.
So could you just throw in perhaps just an overall estimate?
We could state what the assumptions are.
Okay.
We could do that. That would make a lot of sense, I think. We'd be glad to do that. So we could just state the assumptions there. And one thing I'd like to point out, too, is when we put our budget together for the proposal, we get all these little budgets and things from all these different subs. And you can imagine on a contract this size, you got a lot. So in some cases, we may have oversimplified how we presented some of those numbers. And so it sounds like outreach, what we'll do is I'll include more detail in that for council. That's a good question. The other one is the PM systems, the task 108. So, and this is always an interesting one. So project management systems that we're talking about can vary. And the most simple versions would be things like Dropbox, where we're just sharing files back and forth, giving different team members the ability to download or modify those files and then upload their own. And that's kind of, you know, very inexpensive. Would be a software that would allow schedule tracking, it would allow file sharing, and it would allow automatic notification when there are edits. The benefit to that is we make sure there aren't multiple copies or somebody doesn't grab the wrong document when they go out in the field, because we'll have so many different when this program really gets moving, I mean, you can imagine with the type of dollars you're looking at, you're going to have a lot of different contractors, subcontractors, consultants, sub-consultants, regulatory agencies even in some cases that may be sharing different pieces of this and that may be involved and may need to be notified. And so the cost for the program management software, what we want to do is work with the city to come up with what makes the most sense from a cost perspective and also from a functionality perspective, because it's all over the map. And if the city determines what that software is going to be, they can determine the cost. One of the things we'll look at is some of these software packages the consulting firms already have and already use. So those would rank a little higher, in my opinion, would be things that are fairly industry standard where the city's not having to pay for a license for somebody. But those costs all depend on the size of the project. The way some of this software gets priced is actually as a certain percent, like a 0.00-some percentage of construction cost in the case of some of these types of systems. So it takes a little research, and we reserved some time to kind of work back and forth with the city to identify the best fit for them, for the consultants, and for the program.
I appreciate that. You mentioned that to us the other day, and I thought that was really enlightening. It's just my experience has been that it just seems like when you have a technology added to your project, it's a sinkhole. And so maybe if you just clarified up front some of your ideas and your recommendations, because this is a public document, and someday somebody can go back and say, okay, well, this is what we had in mind.
And the thing that I think would be key there is what we're looking for is, you know, I know it, like in the case of federal agencies and a lot of your experience, you've probably seen a lot of software developed specifically for the agency. And I remember we talked about that in the interview. What we're talking about is not custom programming. It's really taking, more detailed versions of Microsoft Project that, you know, Primavera is one example. It's taking software packages that are already out there and just utilizing them. Mm-hmm. But it's picking the right modules with those,
right,
and figuring out, you know, where everything's going to be centrally stored, whether it's that's fairly high on the list of priorities. I would see us working on that within the next few weeks and trying to get that nailed down. The key part of that is to have that in place before we start. I would see before we start getting into the facility master plan deliverables over the next few months.
Yeah.
I would say the first couple of those can come in through email or Dropbox or whatever, but we'd really like to have a system in place, say, in the next 4 months would be kind of my goal with the timeline. It's really the most critical part would be to have that done before we start going out to RFP for the design work or their design build work.
So as all the responses to the RFPs would be compatible with this?
That could be one way to manage it.
Sure.
is through that process. But it depends on what modules we get.
Okay. By the way, yes, John Diodati is gone. He is our chair, mm-hmm. and I'm the vice chair, and so I will continue to the conclusion of this meeting, and that's that.
Okay, and I did want to hit a couple of the other ones too, and I'm glad to respond to other questions. So the way we put the budget together is we identified tasks that we anticipated would start within the next year. And those are the ones that are the clearest to us in terms of level of effort and what's going to happen. And so it's, we said roughly plus or minus a year. Some of these are going to go longer. Some of them might start at 11 months and 29 days. But it's the ones that we felt like we needed to have authorization to move on in the first year. And it might slide a little. But it's so it's not perfectly 12 months. But that's one of the reasons that, you know, we'd come back with Rob in 6 or 8 months, map out the next year. Mapping this out about a year at a time is about as precise as you'd want to get the first few years. Once we get into construction, you know, as Steve and Paul know, we could sit down and say, here's our CM budget for the next 3 years, have a pretty good idea what that burn rate needs to be. So you'd see those last ones might be a little different. You know, we may go a little farther out depending on what the activities are there, maybe a little narrower now. But we'll just have to see what activities are ongoing. Because one of the things that, quote, complicates it is the phase two and how that rolls out and what that looks like.
I have a quick question on the CM side of it. I hadn't looked at your proposal other than what I read in the staff report. It sounds like M&S is handling the construction management. So, is that correct?
Yes, sir. And the plan would be, so they'll provide the field staff. They'll provide a resident engineer and one or more inspectors.
Okay.
And then I'll serve as the overall construction manager / program manager.
But you see it probably more as MKN having that higher end of involvement early on. It's going to be M&S towards the end of, or through the construction. Well, I mean, there's going to be more people.
Yeah, in terms of the staffing, you know, I'd say it'll probably be, you know, I'm going to estimate for now, say 2 to 3 full-time M&S staff. But we'll still have office staff processing submittals. And
because you're the only two real engineering firms involved. RRM's there purely for the, I'll call it the glad handling, or, you know,
some outreach,
community outreach, things
and
of that nature.
And,
and appear the other was a biological and or the permitting process.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Mark. Okay, so, but it's mainly M&S and you, basically.
A couple of other subs that we have that are important to list is, you know, we've got a technical advisory team we've identified, and they're going to serve as kind of in a quality control role, reviewing deliverables and reviewing the things the documents we're producing. And then we also have a value engineering sub-consultant, and it's critical to have somebody that's kind of a specialist in leading value engineering workshops for SRF funding, because that's one of the requirements. And so we've identified an individual that's, I think it's called a SAVE certification, S-A-V-E. And so a lot of experience putting value engineering efforts together, managing the teams, and then also making sure that there's compliance with SRF.
Okay, thank you.
I have a few questions.
Yes, sir.
First, who are your subs?
Okay, so the sub-consultants, if you look at our organization chart, and what I'm going to try to do is direct you to areas of the proposal. So if you look in the section 02, qualifications.
That's right.
That's on the proposal.
Yeah, if you look into our proposal.
Yeah.
You'll see
it.
It's right after page 19.
Oopsie. Wait a minute.
So you'll see the 19 down at the bottom in an orange circle.
This must be it.
Orange or red? I'm not sure where that one rides in terms of color. And so these are the different team members. And then if you follow it to the next page, you'll see a listing of the sub-consultant firms.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you.
So you'll see sub-consultants identified on the very next page, and you'll see the list of the sub-consultant firms, and then the contact names, who those individuals are.
Page 23.
And supporting role. Yeah, that's correct.
So this document is available on the online copy. We just didn't print out copies of it. So.
Okay. And, you know, I looked on your website, and I noticed that you have, not as a corporation, but as a person, you have a history of relationships with, with Morro Bay,
right?
Even with previous staff, okay? Cayucas. And then I noticed, you know, like San Luis and
I've worked for a lot of agencies around here.
But, yeah. One of the major concerns here is, or for me anyway, is going back, how far, like, going back to, let's say, 2004, were you involved at all in, or five, six, involved with Wallace Engineering? The reason, what I'm getting at is infrastructure, okay? Mm-hmm. The concern that I've basically been talking about for like the last 10 years is the surcharging of our infrastructure, okay? Were you involved at all with, let's say, Wallace and their flow study?
The sewer system master plan, I had no involvement with that as a sub or any role.
How about the FMPs with the wastewater treatment plant? There was like, what, two or three of them, right, with Corollo? Were you involved and personally involved in that at all?
Yes. At the time, we were. I worked for Boyle Engineering. And Boyle Engineering had a contract as the district engineer for Cayucas.
Right.
And that,
I remember that.
I can't remember what exact years that ran, but I can tell you one of the assignments we had was to review the facility master plan and provide comments from the district's perspective.
Okay.
And we were the district engineers. It was a contract where we had a general services agreement, and then they'd assign us task orders to do specific things.
Right.
So it wasn't a staff position as much as it was, you know, if they needed us to design improvements to lift station, task order 0115 would do that.
Yeah, I remember when Boyle got hired on over there. The other thing is I noticed is that you were involved with, when Dylan Wade was here, involved in the upgrading of the desal plant of
Morro Bay.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that a lot of times at that time during those times, there was staff members that were influencing contractors to get certain results. Okay, like there's certain staff members that wanted a certain result, so they were trying to they actually did influence certain results. One of the things was on the desal plant, when they upgraded it, there was high-level Morro Bay staff members that had actually ruled out sewage. That was proved false. So all that work that was done when you worked on the desal plant, you didn't really design it for any kind of fecal treatment, right?
Yeah. Well, no. I can tell you where I was involved because I don't think there's.
I just read your. I'm coming off your website, so I'm trying to get where you're
totally.
From. Right?
So in 2002, I was involved. I came on with Boyle Engineering in 2002. There are two projects I've been involved with at the desal plant.
Mm-hmm.
2002, we were the design engineers, and I came on board during construction phase for the construction management of the iron filter at the desal plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was construction manager on that. And then the only other project I had at the desal plant was in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
We were hired. There was an RFP for an upgrade of the electrical system at the desal plant, and also installation of two new product water pumps, and then some piping improvements. And that was under a Prop 84 grant for energy efficiency, and I did that design work, and it also provided construction support on that one.
Okay.
So I did those two projects at the design.
Okay, so you weren't involved in the treatment process per se.
Not really. I mean, the only thing we did with the treatment process is we did a preliminary layout for some additional, like calcium carbonate tanks, like they use for buffering the water at the end. We did some preliminary alignments for that, but I wasn't involved with, you know, additional RO units or anything like that.
That we're subsidizing development. We're subsidizing Harbor. We're just subsidizing different subsidizing Cayucas, with regards to like, here's a scenario that I hear. We put in all this money in the wastewater treatment plant for the maintenance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cayucas is going their own way, right? we're now looking at it over here. Cayucas, let's say they dropped the ball with their wastewater. Well, they're going to have to go someplace. So now we've, as citizens, put in all this money on the wastewater treatment plant, and then this gets delayed. See, what, one of the major problems I have with this whole project is the time. Okay, this has been going on for
Richard. Stay on the subject.
Okay, this has been going on for like 10 years, 12 years already. Okay.
Yeah.
So what? What I see is a, you know, we got to get kind of get a move on it here, you know, and I'm just concerned that there isn't going to be any conflict of interest between, you know, what you're focused on Morro Bay, doing what's best for Morro Bay citizens, and then everybody else. Okay.
Yeah, and I can tell you, me personally and my firm, we've got no contracts with Cayuga Sanitary District. You know, we have, we work with Morro Bay. Other than the, we have been involved with the MMRP work, but that's managed by Morro Bay, and that's really as close as we've gotten.
All right.
And that's not a slam or a, either way. It's just I've got no relationship with.
Okay.
All right. This time.
Okay, that does that. Did you have more, Mike?
I don't think so. I think that covered most of them, but I'm glad to respond. You're,
okay, is there any other questions for Mike while we've got him at the podium? Anybody else want to get him while the getting's good?
You'll have plenty of opportunities to get me over the next 8 years. That's 96 WRFCAC meetings.
Okay, good. Staff, do you have any comments where we are?
No, I think we're going to,
if this board decides it's appropriate, roll these comments forward, provide the additional information that was asked for to City Council, and if the board so chooses, recommend approval of MKN Associates.
Okay, and this will be going to the City Council next week, next Tuesday. So this is a very timely subject, and anyone in the public that's interested, show up at the City Council meeting. And,
that's correct.
And make your wishes known. Okay, then I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to recommend MKN Associates for the project management contract to the City Council.
I second it, but that's conditioned with the...
adding the additional information in the council.
That we gained today. Okay, any other comments? We have the ability to make comments. Any public comments? Tuesday to give them more time to assimilate all our very, very germane comments into a document of which is presentable to the City Council. Is that correct, Rob?
More often than not, we have needed on these decision items to move the WRFCAC meeting to the week prior to City Council meeting. So the goal is to not have to change the meeting date, to set it up to a date that would facilitate that getting the information to City Council. It seems the most optimal time is 1 week ahead of time, and has a couple advantages. We could piggyback on the setup of the Planning Commission and hold this meeting in the Vets Hall, one less setup for our crew and AGP to film and to set up for that meeting. The other advantage is it's about the widest possible range that we can get to a city council meeting for that first meeting of the month. But on items that need more analysis, we still have 3 weeks to get it to the second meeting of the month. The Wednesday right after City Council, our current meeting date, seems to be the poorest date to have a WRFCAC meeting.
So how about a Thursday or a Monday?
It's just availability of the facilities that we have to work with. Also, Monday, Vets Hall is the community dinner. We don't actually have to decide this today. We can continue this item. We can look at schedules. We could talk about it and bring back a proposal. City Council actually has to act on this because they set the schedules
for everybody. Let's get a little poll here real quick. What do you guys think? Does anyone have any comment on first Tuesday, 3 o'clock?
The first Tuesday works for me.
The time works great. The problem I have is the Vets Hall. Having 7 people up at that day is a crunch, and now we have 9. Can you get narrower chairs or something for this? You know what I'm talking about, right, Richard? it's a tight fit.
But that's manageable, right?
Yes.
That's not an issue.
Or we can sit on the floor. Not literally, but
on mattresses, yeah.
So will that save money to the city by not having another setup?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I have no problem with
okay,
the
Paul.
I have no problem.
Okay, we're going around the corner, Val.
It's good, good with me.
I can make it work.
Done deal.
Okay, that my only concern was, especially with Richard, as existing planning commissioner, that's a long day for you. So just, you know, give that some thought, too.
He's tough.
I'm not putting up that.
Okay, so the next meeting, then, will be the first Tuesday in September. Is that correct? That's probably the day after Labor Day?
Yeah, the 8th.
The 8th.
Is that
yes.
Is that fit every us at least a good majority?
Okay. I think I'm working that day. So.
Okay, done deal. Done deal then. So
do you want to have a
I think we have to make a motion.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah.
September would be on the 1st, right?
Yeah.
The first Tuesday?
Yes, it would be in September.
September 1st. It would
be September 1st.
Oh, is it? Okay, sorry about that. Good.
Thanks. And I won't be available on that day. That's the opening day of dove season. Pardon? Opening day of dove season.
Well, we see new priorities.
You flew the coop, huh? Okay.
I make a motion to accept the first Tuesday of the month from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Vets Hall.
Okay. How about a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, that takes care of that, and we are to the point now where we're going to have closing comments by members, by the public, too. Is there any public comments that want to come up here? And
here's the concerns. One of the concerns is the intensity of storms that is coming. How are we going to address that for floods? And surcharging of our infrastructure from those intensity of the storms, how as it relates to this project, okay? I feel that we need to get we've been kind of behind the wave for a long time now. We need to get ahead of it to address these concerns, especially with these kind of projects that we're doing now, getting in front of this issue. Because right now, one of the good references that as far as getting the kind of latest data would be the Ocean Protection Council Scientific Advisory Team. They we've gotten grant funding from them as well to address the sea level rise. But I think that as a public works department, even though there's I know we can follow the mandates, but the emerging concerns are coming up quick. And to get ahead of it, addressing these issues.
Our OPC grant, part of that grant is to assess land use and construction due to sea level rise storms.
I don't know, maybe you could reiterate this to council, but I feel that the priorities that we need to have. These are issues of emerging concerns, and they need to rise to a higher level of priority. I just feel that this project and these kind of issues need to be. We're a coastal community, and we're like it didn't. I mean, people that were around here during the last little rainfall. I mean, fortunately, I have a truck, but I mean, this place floods out, and Cayucas is the same way, you know. So we need to, just start thinking ahead that way. Thanks.
Yeah, Jenny.
The only comment is welcome aboard, and I think you're going to do a great job.
Thank you. Barbara.
Same. Thank you.
No.
Thank you. And just as a reminder, there is a city council workshop from 3:30 to 5 on August 17th, the Water Reclamation Facility Construction 101, and how to build a water reclamation facility in less than 5 years. So I think, is that at the proposed meeting?
Proposed meeting at the Vets Hall. Thank you for mentioning that. I was supposed to do that.
And I bet our new contractor
today,
will be there.
And that will be Mike's first task, is to put that workshop together in like 4 days. There'll be an email about, and it'll be agendized and put on the website, and probably a few Facebook posts for it in addition to that. And that's first in the series of, you know, the three less technical workshops. We need to work on that wording.
good comment, Val. Very, very good. Paul?
I had nothing.
Steve? Congrats, Mike. And Dale?
Yeah, I want to thank you for putting in your time and your effort to get all this together, and welcome aboard, and you'll do a good job.
I will echo Richard's comment. I think the discharge plan for storm drains is an issue, especially participation in the sewers, and so that's a deal. I have one question, and we haven't touched on it at all, and I think a lot of people out there would be curious. Have you heard in any way, shape, or form from Cayucas on on this project?
On this project?
Yes.
No. And we're still up in the air whether we're going to have a JPA meeting next week. I believe they've requested that we cancel the meeting, and legal counsel is looking at that right now. So stay tuned to the city's website on announcement on whether we're actually going to have a JPA meeting next week.
You should have one, because you have a continuing sewer for the next 4 or 5 years, so you have common interests here and common concerns. So
I know that they've hired a couple of consulting firms to work for them, WSC Consulting out of San Luis Obispo, and a environmental firm, Firma, is working for them. And they're, from what I understand, they're going to be looking at three sites. One of them is right at the top of my head, Toro Creek site, and then the other two are further north, I think Cayucas Creek and then Willow Creek are the other.
And they're looking at water reclamation, correct?
And they're looking at water reclamation of some form,
yeah.
And they want to beat us to the finish line.
Okay. To the first Tuesday in September at 3 p.m., that is September 1st, and it will be at the Vets Hall.
Yes.
And I state that this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.